Sugar Dog, Patricia LaFrance Wolf. Editor's note. Patricia, a member of the San Gabriel Valley chapter, tells us, I have been a type 1 diabetic for over 68 years, since the age of 22 months old. I have been blind since 1977 due to the diabetes. I joined CCB in 1988 and helped start two different chapters. 3 years ago, I went to the local dog pound expecting to get an average Labrador mix. I had been without a guide dog for 2 years because my health would not permit me to use a guide successfully. My daughter and I went to the local dog pound and looked over the 100 or so dogs available. I chose 3 to look at, but ended up considering only 1, Delilah, a female lab shepherd chow mix. Page 18. She was not only a very pretty dog with a lab face, pointed ears like a shepherd and the black tongue of a chow, but she was not barking like most of the other big dogs. This is a quality I very much appreciate. After bringing her home, she did the typical puppy behavior of a 1-year-old dog. She chewed up my hearing aid, made lunch of a remote control for the bedroom lights, and swallowed a number of pages of my husband's 100-year-old dictionary. Perry was screaming I should take her back. But I just knew she was going to be a good dog. All our previous dogs had been full-grown, trained guides, and we never had gone through all that puppy behavior. I convinced Perry she would eventually grow out of it, especially if we kept up the training. As time passed and she grew up and quit the chewing, we realized she was a very smart dog. Perry began training her to obey such commands as forward, left, and right. We thought she might become a promising guide dog. Then something amazing happened. She suddenly began alert signaling. Perry was out in the garage building something when she came out and stood between him and his hammer. As you remember, one of the reasons I chose her was because she rarely barks. But she started yelping up a storm at him. Page 19. Perry laughed and said to our visiting friend, Look, Will fell in the well behind the barn. But Delilah kept barking, so he followed her into the living room. He found me almost unconscious from low blood sugar. That may have been a fluke, so we did not think much of it. But a few months later, on the 4th of July, she ran out barking to my husband again. He came into the living room where a girlfriend and I were watching TV. My friend knew there was something wrong, but did not know what to do. I was completely out. He ended up calling 911. Delilah has alerted several times since then about impending low blood sugars. The last time was last week while I was exercising at the rehabilitation facility, trying to overcome a back problem. She came up to me and started licking my hand. At that moment, I realized my sugar was dropping and I needed some help. This wonderful dog was apparently born with the ability to recognize the change in some body order when a diabetic becomes low. Many dogs are taught to alert to this kind of blood sugar low by a special school located in Northern California, and these dogs are especially trained to work with children. We just lucked out finding this baby at our local pound.